The second feature this week is a grim reminder of August's past. Jerick James has seen that the 1st of August is the day in which Norwich has burned and burned. Here is Jenny Pierce to read about four firsts of August, starting with the 1st of August 1994.
A flicker, a fire, a blaze, an inferno. Three disasters which changed the face of Norwich, and they all happened on August the 1st, the day the city burned. And it heralded start of a month which has brought chaos and misery, death and destruction across the city and the county. The most recent terrible fire was on August the 1st, 1994, a quarter of a century ago, when the Central Library was destroyed. I remember it as if it were yesterday. It was a quiet summer morning in the office at the height of what we called, on the editorial floor, the silly season. The fire, which changed the face of the city beyond all recognition, started at around 7:30 a.m. "There's a fire at the library," one of the reporters shouted, while others took little notice, dismissing it as another false alarm. Then it became clear this was no small fire. We rushed out of the office and down to the library. The sight which greeted us was unforgettable. Flames had engulfed the building which had been opened by the Queen Mother in 1963. The crowds gathered as members of the library staff and fire crews tried their best to save as many of the precious, rare and historic publications as they could. Some of the important documents, including some from the County Records Office, did survive, as they were kept in the fireproof basement, but many more were lost forever. The contents of the unique 2nd Air Division Memorial, honouring the role played by the American Air Force during the Second World War, was destroyed. As a result of the fire, around 125,000 lending and reference books were turned to ashes, along with 25,000 local history books, more than 11,000 videos, and 75 years of newspaper cuttings. The people of Norfolk responded by searching through bookcases and cupboards and donating thousands of books for the Great Norfolk Book Hunt, while experts worked hard to restore as many of the important documents as they could. After much debate and talk, the Futuristic Forum emerged from the ashes. It is one of the finest buildings of its kind in the land and is the beating heart of the city life. Home to one of the most popular libraries in the country, the Millennium, the New American Library and the BBC, and housing a host of other attractions, the Forum is a place we can all be proud of. August the 1st, 1898. It was in the early hours of the day when Alfred Booth and his wife, who lived in London Street, Norwich, noticed smoke coming from the premises of Daniel Hearn, rope makers, in Dove Street. My wife discovered the fire, and while opposite Hearn's, a youth passed, whom I asked to hurry to the fire station and report it, said Alfred all those years ago. The words had hardly left my mouth when smoke coming from Hearn's top windows and also tar oozing from the shutters confirmed our first impressions. We raced to the fire station, he said. The fire brigade were on the spot in minutes, but were too late to stop the fire from spreading to neighbouring gas fitters' shops and then to Chamberlain's landmark department store, where Tesco stands today, opposite the Guildhall. Daniel Hearn was carried from his burning building, and Chamberlain's staff, who lived on the premises, rushed to escape. Firemen were also policemen, and the firefighting operation was led by Chief Constable Edwin Winch, with the firemen from Coleman's Carrow Road Works, Bullard's and Stewart and Patterson's, and Harmer's Clothing Works joining in. They were fighting a losing battle as the whole area of the city centre became a roaring furnace. The fire spread to the Norfolk and Norwich Public Library on Guildhall Hill. Frustrated firefighters couldn't reach the roof as their ladders were not long enough. But in less than an hour, the blaze destroyed its priceless collection of famous books. that included the Norton collection of foreign dictionaries, national history and scientific books. Tens of thousands of books were lost at what was the largest library maintained by private subscription in the country. Chamberlain's was gutted, Hearn's was destroyed, and 4 days later, with smoke still rising from the ashes, there was a thunderous roar, and the Edinburgh Public House on the corner of Dove Street and Pottergate collapsed. One person inside, Anne Stowers, was badly hurt. It's not just fires that have brought heartache and misery on August the 1st. In 1940, the Luftwaffe attacked the city, causing death and destruction. On July the 9th that year, a daylight raid brought carnage and heartache when people were killed at Barnard's, Bolton and Paul, and on the railways, while 5 women lost their lives on Carrow Hill as they were walking home from Coleman's. Many others were hurt in a savage attack. Then, on August the 1st, the bombers returned, killing more men and women at Bolton and Paul's riverside works and railway workers. Among those who died at Bolton and Paul was Lily Greaves, a mother of 7, who went to help out at the canteen that day. Her family had asked her not to go to work and to give up her job following the first raid. Her son Eddie told us many years ago, "We heard about the bombing and tried to find out what had happened to her. First we went to the factory and then to the hospital, but we couldn't find out. There was a lot of confusion," he said. "Eventually we went back to the hospital, and this time we were shown a pair of shoes. They were hers. We were heartbroken," said Eddie. Those early raids were the first of so many over Norwich that killed hundreds of men, women and children in a long and bloody war.